Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The Last of Us star Ashley Johnson's ex-boyfriend Brian Wayne Foster is demanding a hefty five-figure sum to cover attorney fees weeks after her domestic violence restraining order against him was dismissed, RadarOnline.com can exclusively reveal. Court docs obtained by this site show that Foster is seeking $47,629.05, claiming the DVRO proceeding was prosecuted by Johnson allegedly not to prevent abuse, but rather to gain leverage in settlement negotiations over the termination of their romantic partnership and destroy Foster's reputation and ability to earn a living. Foster argued that due to her filing and the subsequent publicity, he lost sponsorships and has been exposed to ridicule, humiliation, and death threats. He previously denied claims made by Johnson. The host and producer for Vox Machina said his aforementioned amount was fair, reasoning that her prosecution of this proceeding was for an improper purpose, adding that her trial testimony was found to be not reliable and she failed to make a showing of abuse. The motion should be granted, he stated, per the docs. He stated that her counsel engaged in tactics and sharp practices intended to cause delay and increase fees. He noted they were romantic partners for 10 years, claiming that when they decided to split, they met with a mutual friend in May and agreed to the terms of a separation agreement, which he said she tried to change after her lawyer got involved. RadarOnline.com was first to report that Johnson's request for a restraining order was dismissed in September 2023, months after she was granted an EPO in May. The judge determined she had failed to provide enough evidence. More recently, Johnson, along with six other women, including her own sister, filed a lawsuit against Foster, alleging crimes including sexual battery, stalking, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The women unfortunate enough to have crossed his path were subjected to a common threat of physical and sexual violence as well as mental and emotional abuse, the complaint alleged. Foster has left a trail of victims whose lives he sought to control through various lies, threats, intimidation, and manipulation. After years of suffering Foster's abuse and after being pushed towards an emotional breakdown as a result, plaintiffs have had enough. Visit the all-new Radar Sports for all the on- and off-field activities of the biggest names in the games. They will neither tolerate being abused by Foster nor will they be deterred by his ongoing and pervasive threats and behaviors, the filing continued. While plaintiffs have remained private and avoided publicity, they now pursue this action as a cautionary tale.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.